Good morning. I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Wednesday, January 17th. Currently, with fair skies, it is 3 degrees. The humidity is 83%. The wind speed is calm. The barometric pressure is 29.82, and the dew point is minus 1. It's 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. The P5 Ranch, Kansas's largest ranch, has new owners. J.P. Bizette explains.
Located west of Garden City, it's a unique blend of farm, cattle operation, and recreational land in Hamilton and Kearney counties. With 40,000 plus acres of pasture and 2,700 plus acres for crops, it can support 6,500 to 8,000 cattle. Offering hunting opportunities along 17 miles of Arkansas River, it attracts whitetail, mule deer, elk, and waterfowl around its 36-acre lake. Whitetail Properties Real Estate facilitated this extensive sale.
Two new Kansas Creative Arts Industries Commission grant programs have launched. The Arts Everywhere Grants and General Operating Support Grants will open up funding opportunities for a broader range of projects and organizations. The program will support projects that bring in the arts directly to communities to support cultural enrichment statewide. Nonprofit organizations and community groups are encouraged to apply for those new grants to fund individual arts and culture-based projects. This is Kansas Information Network News.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Save up to 75% off preferred home and office products with Office Depot. Special package pricing with Lifeline screenings. Exclusive savings on post-frame buildings with QSI. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. And enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You told me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you've made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services Secretary Laura Howard announced that Kansas is one of only 8 states selected to participate in the Health Management Associates Children's Behavioral Health State Policy Lab in Baltimore, Maryland next month, to address long-standing challenges around collaboration across state child welfare, behavioral health, and Medicaid systems that lead to unsatisfactory outcomes for children who are most vulnerable in our communities. The purpose of the policy lab is to convene state interagency teams to include child welfare, juvenile justice, behavioral health, Medicaid, and K-12 public education, to collectively strategize, learn from innovators in the field, and promote cross-system alignment to drive outcomes for children, youth, and families, strategically layering on missing components. Policy Lab objectives are to support state teams to co-create an actionable roadmap related to cross-sectional governance around children's behavioral health, identifying multi-sectional financing strategies, and a plan to expand service array for children's behavioral health in their state in partnership with participating agencies. Kansas may send up to 6 attendees to the CBH Policy Lab. The U.S. Drought Monitor shows drought appears to have partially eased in Kansas. In January 2023, the majority of Kansas was experiencing extreme to exceptional drought. However, data shows that while drought conditions still exist across much of Kansas, the majority of the state is no longer experiencing exceptional drought. Portions of western central and southwest and south central Kansas are experiencing no drought, while the rest of the state is seeing abnormally dry to severe drought, and only Graham and Rooks counties in northwest Kansas are still experiencing extreme drought. Rain and storms in spring and summer helped ease drought conditions in southwest and west central Kansas, though NOAA expects drought conditions to persist over much of the state through March. A large variety of data is used to create the drought monitor, including satellite data, as it's not just rain or snowfall totals. Experts from the National Drought Mitigation Center at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, and the U.S. Department of Agriculture then author the weekly drought monitor. To view drought conditions by county or across the United States, you can visit droughtmonitor.unl.edu. One person was injured in an accident just before 4:30 p.m. on Tuesday in Smith County. The Kansas Highway Patrol reported that a 2022 Ford Ranger driven by 81-year-old Hazel G. Nichols of Smith Center was attempting to cross U.S. 36 southbound from the stop sign at U.S. 281. The driver failed to see a 2005 Peterbilt semi driven by 41-year-old Matthew A. McCarthy of Goodland, and the vehicles collided in the intersection. EMS transported Nichols to the Smith County Hospital. McCarthy was not injured, and according to the Kansas Highway Patrol, both of the drivers were properly restrained. Law enforcement authorities are continuing to investigate an alleged deer poaching in western Kansas, and officials conducting the investigation have recovered evidence. According to Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks, multiple charges are forthcoming with the Wallace County Attorney's Office. According to a social media report from the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks Game Wardens, Wallace County Game Warden Mike Hopper thanked members of the public who stepped up and contacted Operation Game Thief last month. Anyone with information can call 1-877-426-3843, and you can remain anonymous. According to the Kansas Department of Health and Environment, carbon monoxide, or CO, is a colorless and odorless gas. CO is found in combustion fumes such as those made by cars and trucks, portable generators, stoves, gas ranges, and heating systems. And CO from these fumes can build up in places that don't have enough ventilation of fresh air. Breathing high levels of CO can cause severe illness or death in a matter of minutes. Signs of carbon monoxide poisoning include headaches, dizziness, and nausea. And if CO levels are high enough, a person may become unconscious and die. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment says carbon monoxide poisoning is 100% preventable, and they have shared steps to take to protect you and your family from carbon monoxide poisoning. They include to not leave your car idling in your garage, even if a door is kept open to increase ventilation. If you have an elderly or disabled friend or family member, offer to check their carbon monoxide detector. Do not use a gas-powered stove to heat your home, and never run a grill, kerosene, or propane heater inside your home. Test your carbon monoxide detector to be sure it's functioning properly. Have your furnace and gas fireplaces inspected annually. And if your vehicle gets stuck in snow, make sure the tailpipe is clear of snow. For more information about carbon monoxide poisoning from the Kansas Department of Health and Environment, you can visit kdhe.ks.gov. In Nebraska news, Interstate 80 was closed for several hours following a crash involving three semis that led to cattle escaping. According to the York County Sheriff's Office, shortly after 6:30 p.m. on Monday, deputies were called to the crash at mile marker 354, 1 mile east of the York exit. And when they arrived, the Sheriff's Office said several cattle were scattered over several miles on Interstate 80. The Sheriff's Office said the investigation determined one semi was parked on the shoulder of the interstate due to a mechanical issue and was struck from behind by a cattle hauler. This then led to the cattle hauler colliding with another semi passing by. The sheriff's office said no injuries were reported, but that the interstate was closed for several hours from the Bradshaw exit to the Waco exit so that emergency crews could investigate and clean up the crash and also gather the escaped cattle. The Nebraska Department of Transportation reported on Tuesday that 19 people died in crashes last month. In a press release, state officials said at least 7 of the 16 vehicle occupants killed were not wearing seatbelts. Two pedestrians and a bicyclist were also killed in December, and officials said icy roads were a factor in one crash. Traffic deaths were up 26% from December 2022, when 15 people died. But for 2023, as a whole, fatalities decreased. There were 231 people killed in crashes last year, a 5% decrease from 2022. Only 49 of the 189 vehicle occupants killed in 2023 were wearing seatbelts, according to officials. Multiple agencies responded to a fire near Waverly on Tuesday. The fire was reported at a business near 112th Street and Waverly Road around 4 p.m., according to the Waverly Fire Chief Jared Rains. He said firefighters found a fire in the attic and smoke throughout the building, and then Waverly requested help from other agencies. He said it got a head start on them, and eventually the roof collapsed with the fire still burning underneath. Firefighters were working to remove the collapsed roof to attack the fire. There was one person on the property at the time of the fire. However, Rain said no one was injured. Crews from Waverly, Malcolm, Raymond, Caresco, Ashland, Greenwood, Eagle, the Southeast Fire and Rescue Department, and the Nebraska National Guard responded. Waverly Road was shut down in the area. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
According to the unofficial minutes of the Norton County Board of Commissioners meeting that was held on Monday, January 8th, Commissioner Garrett Beidler called the meeting of the Norton County Board of Commissioners to order at 9 a.m. in the commission room, and in attendance were Richard Thompson, Garrett Beidler, and Marvin Matchett. Ted White with Norton County Solid Waste reported to the commission with the recent well testing, saying that well number 14 was tested, which showed high levels of heavy metal, though the high level is from the soil and not believed to be the water. Ted stated the leachate pipe has been fixed and is now working properly, and the solid waste still has approximately 4,000 feet of fencing to install. Supplies will need to be ordered. Ted then presented a final map of the approved CD pit and design, and Ted stated that the county can complete the work for the CD pit. Kevin Fonder, Norton County Hospital CEO, Keelan Jacobs, interim CEO, and John McClaymont, the Norton County Hospital attorney, were in to visit with the commission. The financial challenges that rural hospitals are facing today was discussed, along with methods in which would be beneficial for assistance, saying that area communities are being supported with tax levies and sales tax support. So the Norton County Hospital officials are currently evaluating those options. Jim Miller spoke with the commission, letting them know that he will be the city representative to the commission, and Jim stated that he would like to have meetings in the near future to discuss city and county contracts and agreements. Commissioner Richard Thompson made a motion to have the Norton County Commission Board remain the same as of 2023, and Commissioner Matchett gave the motion a second. The motion passed. Commissioner Beidler will be chairman, and Commissioner Matchett is vice chairman. Chairman Beidler made a motion to approve the bank, the First State Bank, Solutions North, and Equity Bank as the depository banks for Norton County. The motion was given a second by Commissioner Matchett, and the motion passed. A motion was made by Commissioner Thompson to have the board appointment for the Norton County Commissioners to remain the same as previous year. The motion was given a second from Commissioner Matchett, and the motion passed. Resolution 2024-01 was presented to the commission for adoption, which is a resolution to waive the annual requirement of generally accepted accounting principles, fixed asset accounting. A motion was made by Commissioner Matchett to adopt the resolution, with the second from Commissioner Thompson, and the motion passed. Resolution 2024-02 was presented to the commission for adoption, which is a resolution declaring financial statements and financial reports prepared in conformity with generally accepted accounting principles are not relevant to the cash basis law and budget laws of Kansas and are of no significant value to the governing body or general public. A motion was made by Chairman Beidler to approve Resolution 2024-02, with a second from Commissioner Matchett, and the motion passed. A motion was made by Chairman Beidler to approve Resolution 2024-03, which is a resolution establishing the Norton Telegram as the official newspaper for Norton County. The motion was given a second by Commissioner Thompson, and the motion passed. Commissioner Matchett made a motion to approve KQNK Radio as the official radio for Norton County. The motion was given a second by Commissioner Thompson, and the motion passed. A motion was made by Commissioner Matchett to approve the mileage reimbursement rate for Norton County at the approved IRS rate of 67 cents per mile. The motion was given a second by Commissioner Thompson, and the motion passed. Several mid-month checks and vouchers were presented to the commission for signature and approval, and upon review, the checks and vouchers were approved as submitted. Added tax statement 2024-03 was presented to the commission for signature. The statement was added in the amount of $437.56 for personal property that a taxpayer failed to report, and the added statement was approved. Pinco Engineering presented a 2024 biennial bridge inspection contract for Norton County. The contract will cover the inspection of 46 FAS bridges and 134 off-system bridges. The inspection will begin in February and meets all of the Kansas Department of Transportation's requirements. The contract was approved in the amount of $18,000 with a motion from Commissioner Thompson and a second from Commissioner Matchett. A motion was made by Commissioner Thompson to approve the December 29th minutes with the second from Commissioner Matchett, and the motion passed. A quote from Wellborn Sells was given to the commission for culverts that will be needed for the road department. The total quote was for $46,408, and a motion was made by Chairman Beidler to approve the bid with a second from Commissioner Matchett, and the motion passed. The meeting was then adjourned at 11:15 a.m. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll have Western bean bake, cheese stick, corn, pears, cornbread, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be chicken fajita, fruit, and milk. And for Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today will be chili with crackers, fresh vegetable, cheese stick, fruit, and cinnamon bun. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, it should be mostly sunny with a high near 31 and a southwest wind around 5 miles per hour, which should become east in the afternoon. For tonight, it should be mostly cloudy with a low around 9 and a northeast wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour becoming north after midnight. On Thursday, there'll be patchy freezing fog before 11 a.m. Otherwise, it'll be partly sunny with a high near 27 and blustery on Thursday with wind gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. And on Thursday night, it should be partly cloudy with a low around 1 with wind chill values Thursday night as low as minus 11. It will be blustery with wind gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Friday it should be sunny with a high near 16. On Saturday, partly sunny with a high near 19. On Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 35. On Monday, mostly cloudy with a high near 41. And on Tuesday, mostly cloudy with a high near 40. Currently, with fair skies, it is 3 degrees. The humidity is 83%. The wind speed is calm. The barometric pressure is 29.82. And the current dew point is minus 1 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 8:22.
And Doug. With Liberty Mutual, you can customize and save hundreds on your car insurance. But what to buy with those savings? Yep, I bought a sound effects machine.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com. Savings may vary, underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, excludes Massachusetts.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
United Northwest Federal Credit Union proudly supports our local athletes and wishes them good luck this season. At United Northwest Federal Credit Union, we work hard every day to make life a little better for you, your family, and our community. When you need to open a checking or savings account, get a new debit card or credit card, apply for a personal, auto, or mortgage loan, or seek financial advice, United Northwest Federal Credit Union is here for you with better and more personal service. For more information, visit unwfcu.org. Equal Housing Lender, NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I'm Brendan Dwarzynski. All five Kansas Jayhawks starters scored in double figures last night en route to a 90-66 blowout win over the Oklahoma State Cowboys, improving KU's record to 3-1 in conference play, while the Cowboys are still winless in the Big 12. After the game, Kansas coach Bill Self said that not only was it an efficient game from the Jayhawks offense, but it was one of their best road efforts of the season.
I thought we played well. You know, I thought we played right from the jump, getting out. I think it was 6-0 maybe, I thought that was about as complete as we'd been away from home in a while, for sure. And we were efficient, and our ball screen defense was good early. Kind of screwed the end of the first half up a little bit. Should have gone in up more than what we did. But I thought we played well. I thought we were efficient. We made shots, especially Johnny early, and he was great. And in the second half, we were just kind of pieced it together.
KIN Sports. I'm Brendan Dwarzynski.
What is dedication?
My daughter started making necklaces. She makes what we call affirmation fashion. I tell her every day that your black is beautiful. Your black is beautiful. And if there's anything better than being beautiful, it's being smart. If there's anything better than being smart, it's being kind. And reaffirming that every day is our method of making sure her chin never drops. My dad wasn't around, and I remember riding a bike and falling off and cutting myself, and me never just wanting to get back on it. People ask, how your children learn how to ride a bike, and you didn't. I didn't teach them. I just created an environment where they taught themselves, and all I had to do was be there.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic are your partners in making health a priority in the new year. Team up with your primary care provider to tackle concerns, plan preventative screenings, and elevate your overall well-being. From family and internal medicine to emergency care, specialty clinics, wound care, pain management, and rehabilitation, we've got you covered at every stage of life. Discover our services and meet our dedicated team online. Your journey to a healthier you starts here.
Get deals on what you need during MVP's bonus days at Lowe's. Right now, save $250 when you buy a DeWalt 12-inch sliding miter saw and adjustable stand together. Plus, save $710 on an LG kitchen suite and earn 3 times the bonus points on all LG appliances. Because Lowe's knows savings. Lowe's knows pros. Selection varies by location while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Bonus points calculated before tax and fees after applicable discounts of any. Valid 115 to 126. Subject to change.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, I'm Kyle Hill. This update brought to you by Valley Vet Supply of Marysville, Kansas. Let's start off with your weather forecast.
This morning, we're keeping an eye on a system along the west coast. Meanwhile, a southwest wind across the state will allow temperatures to warm at or close to the freezing mark today, possibly above freezing south of I-70. That west coast system is going to be arriving tonight and tomorrow morning. Could see some flurries across part of the state, but a better chance of snow will arrive Thursday afternoon and evening, potentially up to 1 inch of snow in far northeast Kansas. Arctic air will come in behind this system. Dangerously cold wind chills arriving Friday and Saturday. A warm-up, though, by Sunday of the weekend. Mostly sunny today. Our high temperature will be in the mid-30s in northwest Kansas. Today's high 30 in the north-central part of the state. Not as cool in 32 in northeastern Kansas. Sunny with 35 degrees for the high in southwestern Kansas. Sunny, breezy, not as cool, or high near 40 across the south-central part of the state. Tonight's low near 20. And in southeastern Kansas, sunny and not as cool today. Windy with a high 35. I'm meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Thank you, Dan. Overnight markets are mixed with just wheat in positive territory. March corn continuing to post losses, down 1.25 at 4.42 1/4. May down 1.25 at 4.54. December down 1.5, 4.75 3/4. March soybeans down 6.5 at 12.20 3/4. May down 6.25, 12.32 1/4. November down a nickel, 11.96 1/4. Kansas City wheat March up 1.25 at 6.02 3/4. May up a penny at 6.06 1/2. July up 1.5, 6.10 1/2. Chicago wheat, March up 3¾ at 585¾. May up 2 at 598. July up 3/4 of a penny at 606. Dow futures down 183 points at 37,370. The dollar index up 6 cents. And crude oil down $1.61 a barrel at $70.79. This is the Kansas Ag Network.